Hello, this is James Madouk speaking, and you're listening to 52 Secrets My Mom Never Told Me About Internet Marketing. We've been talking a lot about trust and humanizing websites and making sure that people know who you are, and I'm going to give you another secret. In the early 80s, there was a survey done called the VAL survey, and this survey was the Values and Lifestyle Study. And what they tried to do is figure out how people actually decide if they can trust you, or what they look for when they're going to make a purchase decision, or what they try and avoid. And they classified people into a whole bunch of groups, but I think two of them are kind of important because it has to deal with how you can build trust. One of the groups was called a belonger, and what they wanted to do is make sure that they were in a comfortable situation with other people just like them. So if you know in your particular market that you've got a product or service and the target market that you've picked out is one that wants to be just like everyone else, the easiest way to build trust is with testimonials. Tons of testimonials, as many as you can get from people who are in your target market. The more testimonials that you can put on your website, the more testimonials that you can provide from real people just like the customers you're selling to, guess what happens? The belongers feel comfortable and they're more likely to buy. Now that's fine if you're doing something that's a mainstream item, if you're selling something that everyone wants to have. On the other hand, there was another group called achievers. And these people are always the ones that always buy the leading edge, the bleeding edge. These are the people that want to be different from everyone else. They want to be the only one to have what it is that you're selling. You've got to show how your product or service is unique and how no one else has it. Now, would testimonials be effective in that situation? No, of course not. They don't want testimonials. They want to know that no one else has it and that they would be the only one to have it. So here's the secret. You've got to know in your target market if the people that you're selling to or that are potential customers for your product or service, whether in fact they're belongers, they want to be the same as everyone else, or they're achievers. They want to make sure that they're unique and unlike anyone else, because that fundamentally changes how you set up your site. This has been James Madouk speaking. You've been listening to 52 Secrets My Mom Never Told Me About Internet Marketing. Please feel free to join me at www.internetmarketingforsmallbusiness.com.